Shine a Light, the new concert film about the Rolling Stones, was shot over two performances at the Beacon Theater in New York in the fall of 2006. Director Martin Scorsese was less interested in making a standard rock concert documentary than in capturing the spirit, and especially the music, of the Rolling Stones. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
The funniest thing in Martin Scorsese's mega-wattage Rolling Stones concert movie, Shine a Light, is footage of a young, soft-faced Jagger in the mid-60s being asked how much longer he thinks the Stones will stay together. What is it about this band that makes you always think of its demise? Is it something inherently fraught about their sound, that blend of driving rock and ramshackle blues? Is it Keith Richards' legendary drug intake, which killed many a musician who tried to keep up? Scorsese doesn't penetrate the mystery of the band's regeneration. He stands before Jagger like a pagan sun worshiper. He knows that merely capturing this magical energy, this dynamo, is triumph enough. He comes close to pulling it off, although I didn't see Shine a Light in IMAX, and I think its extra oomph might make a difference. Scorsese brings together a Marvel Comics-worthy assemblage of super cinematographers who shot their footage from all angles, and he cuts it together to get your adrenaline flowing. But Jagger is remote. His singing has always had a dash of irony. He has a persona, insinuating, more than a little black, polymorphously sexual. But here it feels rote, as if the lyrics have no connection to anything in his life now. Scorsese is canny enough to make Jagger's elusiveness the movie's launching point. The director appears in a black-and-white prologue, trying to connect over the phone with Jagger about the set, the song list, the camera.
My other worry about the cameras was, Marty, that they whiz around all the time, and it's very annoying to the audience and to everyone on the stage, and it's dangerous.
It would be good to have a camera that moves, that swoops down and in and out,
yeah,
and tracks us, you know, along the side somehow.
Is that it?
I think so.
Okay.
Okey-dokey,
guys. Nice to chat.
Jagger's motor runs too fast, even for Scorsese, king of speed-freaky motor mouths. Yet even here, in concert, Jagger is a fascinating spectacle. His lightning stutter steps, his rope-thin torso, his spastic finger-pointing. His voice has always been underrated, and it still has power.
So give me all your money. Give me all your gold. I'll buy your house by the Zuma Beach. I'll give you half. French girls, they want party. Italian girls love cars. American girls want everything in the world you could possibly imagine. English girls, they're so prissy. I can't stand them on the telephone. I just want to try the whole damn thing off. I never want them to ever call me at all.
My favorite rock concert movie is Jonathan Demme's Stop Making Sense with the Talking Heads. There, and in his Neil Young Heart of Gold, Demme shoots performance in a way that illuminates the performer's roots and the process of putting the music and the act together. Shine a Light is nowhere near that organic. Scorsese is firmly on the outside, peering in. Yet there is, amid the spectacle, a point of connection between him and the Stones. Scorsese has always adored rock. He uses it marvelously in his films and made a classic concert movie, The Last Waltz. Here, he ceded power to Jagger, who wouldn't even give him a set list. But Scorsese is a rock star in the editing room. At the end of Shine a Light, he takes the movie back. The camera follows the Stones out of the Beacon Theater, and there's Scorsese outside the stage door, waving the camera up, up, up over Manhattan Island. He's showing off his own muscle by rising above the throng.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer is Roberta Sherrock. Our engineer is Bob Purdick. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Sue Stolen directed the show. Our digital production project supervisor is Julian Hertzfeld. WHYY's executive producer of national radio programming is Elizabeth Perez Luna. For Terry Gross, I'm David Bean Cooley.
I saw you stretched out in room 1009 with a smile on your face and a dream light in your eye. I could not seem to get a line on you.